How Luck Happens is a book that dispels any misguided beliefs we may have that luck is something that happens randomly. People tend to view luck as this nebulous, otherworldly, elusive thing that is determined by the gods or by fate. But truth is, you don't have to be merely a passenger when it comes to luck. By arming yourself with information, you can increase the odds so that they fall in your favour, and in so doing, enhance the likelihood you will achieve success and contentment. Matthew and I here, the host of the Happy Habit podcast, talking health and well-being every Monday and Thursday. If you are new, welcome. Feel free to check out some of the previous episodes. And if you like what you hear, please consider subscribing. There is a fallacy that exists that luck is not within our control, that it is completely subject to the laws of randomness. But this is not true. Yes, there is an element of chance involved. This is basic statistics, or the law of averages. But there are elements we can control to steer luck in our direction, or in our favour. When we combine application in the form of hard work with luck, we can increase the chances of our succeeding substantially. So, say you are at a party and end up being seated beside an investor, for example. He listens to you discuss your new business venture. Now, this investor then decides to invest in your new business. Yes, it was good luck that the investor was seated beside you, but it was your work, you're discussing your business in the way you did, that interested and hooked the investor. In other words, the seating arrangement only brought you part of the way. The rest was achieved by you and your passion for your new business. This illustrates that luck, in its entirety, isn't random. Only a small element of it is random. The seating arrangement is out of our control. It was a totally random act, so we can't concern ourselves with randomness that we can't control, but we can concern ourselves with the things that we can control, and that is luck. We control luck through application and through hard work. There's that famous quote, "The harder I work, the luckier I get." Indeed, 2/3 of people believe hard work actually influences luck. Okay, so we have confirmed hard work influences luck by tipping it in our favour. But what does this look like exactly? Well, it involves us being relentless and committed to our desires and goals. The author gives the example of the famous author John Grisham. Many of his books have been turned into movies, which no doubt you have seen. John Grisham was rejected by 28 publishers before getting a book deal. Grisham placed his book in front of publishers on enough occasions that it eventually paid off. Statistically, this makes sense. It is the proverbial law of averages. The lesson here is to go in the direction of where you seek to end up. It's why aspiring actors all head to Hollywood. It exponentially increases their odds of moving in the right circles, circles that will facilitate their desire coming to fruition. These environments are called high opportunity environments. But being in a high opportunity environment isn't enough. You have to utilize other elements to maximize your chance of success, to tip luck in your favor, as it were. One crucial way of doing this is by networking. Literally spreading your mission statement amongst people of value within those high opportunity environments. The more contacts you have and the more people you share your goal with, the more the likelihood that someone you meet will help to facilitate your goal coming to fruition. The other key is diversification. In other words, throwing all your eggs into one basket can be risky. It's like having only one stream of income. If that one source of income is cut off, well, you are in trouble. Whereas if you have more than one stream of income, you'll still be able to survive financially. this secondary source of income can keep you above water financially while allowing you to continue to strive until you get your lucky break. The author gives an example of arguably one of the biggest lucky breaks in history, Alexander Fleming, who arrived back from holidays to discover mould growing in a petri dish in his office. Fleming relied on his knowledge, gleaned from years of hard work, to be able to take advantage of this fortuitous incident. This quote-unquote lucky break led to the formulation of penicillin, for which he won the Nobel Prize. So we mentioned to get lucky when it comes to career, you need to be like the aspiring actors and go to Hollywood, your Hollywood. It's the same when it comes to love. You need to look in the right places. It's not simply down to pure chance. So you need to put yourself in a high opportunity environment again. If you love art, for example, well then go to art galleries. The chances of meeting a partner with a similar passion for art is greatly increased if you go to an art gallery. You are also more likely to meet someone at a wedding or a small intimate gathering than you are at a concert with, what, say, 20,000 people. Be mindful that being lucky in love is something that requires constant work and attention. Meeting the right person is just the beginning. The author equates lucky children with happy children. In other words, they are in control of their lives and the amount of luck that falls in their favour. The important thing is to educate children as to the weight of their own actions on the outcomes of their lives, cause and effect. We can also minimise the potential for us to experience bad luck by putting in the correct preparation and planning. This makes sense. If you maintain your car, if you keep it in good working order, you will be less likely to experience a breakdown. But if you neglect maintaining your car, you are a breakdown waiting to happen. A breakdown which, on the surface of things, would look like bad luck, but in reality is purely down to neglect. It was within your control, only you chose not to control it. The book talks about multi-million selling author Lee Child, who was fired from his job after 13 years, but instead of complaining, he redirected all of his energies into writing books. So, hard work and application maximises good luck and turns bad luck on its head. We are more in control of our luck than we think. It takes talent, hard work, application, and putting ourselves in the right high opportunity environment often enough in order to load the dice in our favour. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.